Hello. The tens on duty today are Northeast and USA Midwest. We're going to read an excerpt by Rabash. Matters of work on the path of truth. In matters of work on the path of truth, one should isolate oneself from other people. This is because the path of truth requires constant strengthening, since it is against the view of the world. The view of the world is knowing and receiving, whereas the view of Torah is faith and bestowal. If one strays from that, he immediately forgets all the work of the path of truth and falls into a world of self-love. Only from a society in the form of "they helped every man his friend" does each person in the society receive the strength to fight against the view of the world.
Question for an active workshop. How to receive from the group the strength to fight against the world's view and remain in the path of truth, united in faith and bestowal? Again, how do we receive from the group the strength to fight against the world's view and remain in the path of truth, united in faith and bestowal? Discuss.
There's one way to receive strength from the group, and that is to annul towards the friends, see how great they are, important they are, their word is a word, it's the correct word, and through this thing, through the influence of this environment, I can receive new thoughts, even thoughts about spirituality.
Yeah, we need to exalt the spiritual environment several times more than the regular environment we're washed by every day, so that we don't, so that the external environment doesn't swallow us, but we would swallow it. And it would all be under the importance of our path, the path of truth, the way toward the quality of bestowal.
Just as the friend said, they have to annul towards them, then you can receive them. And some deficiency in that. Deficiencies for the goal, which is the path of truth. So you have to make these actions of annulment. This is what goes against the opinion of the world. Who's going to tell you to annul to the friends? Who's going to strengthen you when you need to annul to the friends? Nobody, only the ten. From that we come to staying on the path of truth.
Yeah, it happens when we constantly relate to all of reality as one thing, which is how do we reveal the Creator through it, how the Creator is revealed as the giver and the one who presents this picture to us. How does He try to help us by this? Because we see that if we fall into external information and so on, we will immediately forget everything. That's why we remind each other and constantly work on it and are in an atmosphere where our prism, our spectacles, is our ten, which reminds us of the goal.
Yeah, our spectacles are the ten. Nevertheless, I heard the friends, I was thinking that the first step of annulment is, nevertheless, something a man has to do. The choice in a good environment. Every day is something I have to do, you have to do. It's like an EQ, you play with the volume. You have to raise the greatness of the goal, then the greatness of the 10, then receive strength with them, from them. You're constantly playing on several lines simultaneously. Rabash writes everything. But the first step is on a person to do.
Gershon has a problem with the microphone. We all have to choose the 10 from among all the circles that wash us in the outside world. And then maybe we'll be aiming for the truth, ready for the direction of bestowal.
That's what we're trying to do every day, this form of work.
To
connect to the 10 internally and externally. Draw strength from it. Oh, we constantly need to see how we work on the greatness of the Creator.
Yeah. And we saw in the excerpt, it said that the path of truth is something that always requires strengthening, otherwise we fall into self-love and we haven't any grip on spirituality. And that's how our reality is arranged. On one hand, you have the strong power of the view of this world that pulls a person and he is helpless and powerless against it. On the other hand, he can always put himself in the tin, annul himself, serve the friends. And therefore, the best is to create such a framework where a person feels obligated to the group, to the friends. That's what saves him, and that's what pushes the whole group forward. Gershon wrote, to receive strength from the group, we have to awaken it to greatness of the Creator.
You have to remember, as Rabash writes, each will help his friend. A person on his own does not have strength, cannot have importance on his own. He'll always be in the will to receive, and what's around the will to receive is always the most important. So we have to gather here together. The force of the 10 of friends who are trying to generate this common drawing in order to draw the reforming light.
Impression. All right, friends, silent workshops. Together with our friends, extend gratitude to the Creator for giving us this good environment in which we can bring Him contentment.
Prayer to the Creator. Creator, thank you for the view of the world and the environment that you have provided that allow us to rise above it. Help us to hold on to our friends and feel you in our connection to such an extent that we may succeed in our efforts to bring your creation to wholeness. Please give us the strength to overcome and unite as one man and one heart. Thank you for creating this society and may we keep strengthening it and making it a society of mutual guarantee. May you hear the prayer of our friends and strengthen us to rise to a place of love of friends. Amen.